says in that case there's a difference between a bogeris and a mukas eitz, but there's a difference between whether she's first getting married or whether she's already married. But hachiyasha bishlam mahasam sofalios bogeris tachtav sofalios beula tachtav. In that case, it makes sense that there's a difference because eventually she's going to be a beula anyway. So we're not going to make him get divorced from a girl who is a beula, who is a mukas eitz, rather, or who is an islandess. We're not going to a bogeris, rather. We're not going to make him get divorced from her because anyway she's going to have that physical condition after being married for some time. But hachas sofalios zon. But a girl who converted under the age of 3, what is she ultimately going to be, a zona anyway? Certainly she's not ultimately going to be a zona anyway, and therefore there's no reason to distinguish between lechatchila and bidiyeved in a case of a zona. So if Rebbe held that a girl who's under the age of 3, who converted under the age of 3 and is now married to a kohen, is allowed to stay married to the kohen, then it's reasonable to assume that Rebbe would hold that lechatchila she would have been allowed to marry the Kohen in the first place. Rav Safra Masnila Mechala, four lines from the bottom of Samachem Beis, Rav Safra Masnila Mechala, Rav Safra derived this from the story, that because this event happened where Rebbe was machshir her to stay married to the Kohen, Rav Safra actually said, oh, you see from there that we paskin, that a girl converts under the age of 3, is allowed to marry a Kohen. The Kashalei, and he was bothered by the Kasha, but wait a second, maybe that was only a B'dievet situation, it wasn't a L'chadchila situation. U'mashani Le'achi, and he gave the answer that we just gave, that there's no reason to distinguish between B'dievet and L'chadchila when we're talking about Zona. It only makes sense to distinguish between B'dievet in the Chachila when we're talking about a girl who anyway after she's married is going to be a Bagar, she's going to be a Ba'ula. Hahu Kana da Insiv Gioras. The Gemara goes on and tells us there was a Kohen who married a Gioras, Chusim Bashal Shalom Yom Echad, who had converted under the age of 3. Meaning someone who did, like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said, that a Kohen is allowed to marry a girl who converts at such a young age. Amalei Rav Nachman Yitzchak, my high. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, what are you doing? It's against the halacha. You're not allowed to marry a Gioras. Amalei, Damar Rav Yaakov Aridi, Rav Shimon Levi, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. He says, what do you mean I'm not allowed to marry a Gioras? We passed like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. I heard from Yaakov Aridi that we passed like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. You're allowed, Kohen's allowed to marry such a girl. Amalei, Zila Apik, go divorce her. V'ilo mafik nalach Rav Yaakov Aridi miunech. And if not, then I'm going to put you in chayrim and anyway you're going to have to divorce her. So we don't pass like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. It's incorrect. Tanya v'chein Rav Shimon Yochai Omer. Once we mention this psak of Rav Shimon Yochai, we spend so much time discussing this one psak of Rav Shimon Yochai about marrying a girl who converts at such a young age, for a kohen to marry a girl who converts under the age of 3. We mention another psak of Rav Shimon Yochai that's also very relevant to Lach Lemaisa and relates to Kohanim. So v'chein Rav Shimon Yochai Omer, Kivrei Ovdei Kochavim Einan Metamim Ba'ohel. The Kvarim of Ovdei Kochavim, the Kvarim of non-Jews, are not Metamim Ba'ohel. Shenemar Ve'etein Tzoni Tzon Marisi Adam Atem. And we darshan Atem Kriyin Adam Ve'en Ovdei Kochavim Kriyin Adam. That only we are called, only Jews are referred to as Adam, non-Jews are not referred to as Adam, and therefore when it says Adam ki yamus ba'ohel, when it talks about tumas ohel, of it describes the death of an Adam as being metame b'tumas ohel, it must only be referring to Jewish dead bodies and not non-Jewish dead bodies. They are not metame ba'ohel. Meisvei asked the Gemara, wait a second, v'nefesh Adam shisha asar aleph. It says by Midian, in the context of Midian, refers to the people that died, and it says these non-Jews that died are nefesh Adam shisha asar aleph, refers to them clearly as Adam, Mishum Behema. Now, because over there it also lists off the Behema. So, in contrast to Behema, it says the Ovdei Chavim can be called Adam. But just on their own, we would never refer to Ovdei Chavim as Adam. What about Sheyesh Baharbe Mishtem Esri Ribo Adam, Asholoyada Ben Yamina Lismalo? That's also a reference to Ovdei Chavim. And Sumar Mishum Behema. Now, over there also, in contrast to Behema, they're called Adam. Kol Horig Nefesh V'chol Nogea B'cholol Tischata'u, but the pasuk says that anyone who killed is going to have to go through a tahara process. And what are we talking about after a milchama with Midian? So anyone who killed anyone from Midian needs to go through tahara, apparently because they became tamei from the people that they killed. But the people that they killed aren't Jewish. So why should they become tamei from the people that they killed? I thought that non-Jewish dead bodies are not mitamei. So the Gemara gives two answers. Answer number one is Dilma Iktil Chan Miyisrael. Maybe there's a concern that a Jewish person was killed also in the battle. the Rabbanan lo nifkan menuish. The Rabbanan would say, nah, that can't be, because the pasuk says explicitly, not a single Jewish person died in that battle. Rabbi Shimon Echai lo nifkan menuish la'avera. Rabbi Shimon Echai would say, no, it doesn't mean not a single Jewish person died. It means not a single Jewish person did an avera in that battle. But Eina Chinami, some Jews may have died, and that's why we need the Torah process. So answer number one to the question of if, in fact, over the Chavim are not Matami Ba'oel, why would the Jews who went to battle have to go through a Torah process? After all, they only killed over the Chavim. Answer number one is, maybe they killed the Yisrael somewhere along the way as well. And that's the concern, that's why they have to be Matari themselves. Answer number two, Ravina Amar Nihidim Yatinu Kra Me'atmuye Ba'oel, Tichsiv Adam Kiyamas Ba'oel, Mimago Masa Mimiyatinu Kra. Granted, he's not going to be Matami Ba'oel, because it says Adam Kiyamas Ba'oel, but an Ovid Kochavim, a deceased Ovid Kochavim, is certainly Mitame with Mago Masa in the battlefield. They didn't only come into the same room as an Ovid Kochavim, they weren't only Mahil over an Ovid Kochavim, they had they had Mago Masa, they probably touched the dead bodies, and that's what they had to be Mitar themselves from. So a number of issues over here. First of all, some very important Tosos over here. Tosos Kivri of the Chavimene Mitame Ba'oel. Tosos says, I don't understand, why is it that the Gemara Bava Basra at the very end of the third paragraph of Bava Basra, it's one of the most lamdish prakim in Shas, goes through very, very many lamdish sugyas, and then at the very end, after 27 blot of pure lamdus, you get a few blot of agadata at the very end of the third paragraph of Bava Basra. So at the very end of the third paragraph of Bava Basra, one of the agadatas that it talks about is how Rabbi Bna'a was mitzayin the kivrayavos. He marked off the graves of Adam and Avram of the avos. So Fractosos, why? Why would he have to do that? Kivrei of the Chavim not Matami Ba'oel. So, and even not only Kivrei of the Chavim, even Kivrei Yisrael Shelifnei Hadibur are not Matami Ba'oel. If it was before Kabbalah Satorah, Adam Kiyamus Ba'oel. Kiyamus means in the future. Anyone who dies in the future from Kabbalah Satorah and on is going to be Matami Ba'oel. But anyone who died previously should not be Matami Ba'oel. So Tosos leaves this question unresolved, but in the side of the page, in the Mesorah Shas, he points out that you have to look in Tosfos Bava Basra, where he gives the yishuv. Tosfos in Nida gives the yishuv to this question. So even though our Tosfos doesn't answer this question, others do answer this question, and what they suggest is as follows. The truth that Tosfos Bava Basra answers the first question: why is it that he had to mark off the graves of Adam and Avram if they didn't have a din of a Yisrael? So that's what the Bali Tosfos answered, that they're both called, both Adam and Avram were called Adam. Avram is called Ha'adam HaGadol Ba'anakim, and Adam HaRishon, his name is Adam. So you can't be, even if you can be Ma'id of the Chavim from the word Adam, you can't be Ma'id Adam from the word Adam. His name is Adam, so obviously he has to be Metame Ba'oel. But even in the other question that Tosfos raises, that it should only be Lachar HaDibur, it's Adam Ki Yamos, future tense, not past tense. The Rashi Maseches Nazir writes that when the Gemara says, the Gemara Nazir writes, Kever Shalifnei HaDibur is not Metame Ba'oel, that's only referring to Kivrei of the Chavim that are metame b'maga and not ba'ohel, like the sheet of Rabbi Shimon over here, that only over there, the only according to that sheet of the Gemara says that the kever is not metame ba'ohel. Rabbi Noah was mitzayin the kvarim of Avram Avinu and Adam Arishon held like the Rabbanan that kivrei of the chavim are metame ba'ohel, meaning it's machlok stanaim whether kivrei of the chavim are metame ba'ohel. The idea that lifnei adibur is not is only if you hold kivrei of the chavim or not, but Rabbi Noah held kivrei of the chavim are metame ba'ohel, and therefore he was mitzayin the kvarim as well. The next Tos is also very important. Tos vein of the Chavim Kriyin Adam, of the Chavim are not called Adam. Frek Tosos, what do you mean? We have drashas all over Shas where we use the word Adam to refer to an Ovid Chavim. The Gemara says in Avod Zara, Adam is Sech Sanhedrin, that a guy who's Osik B'Torah is like a Kohen Gadol, meaning that when you have a non-Jew as a Talmud Chacham, he also achieves a certain level of status and a certain level of Kedusha. How do we know that? Because it says, Asher Yaso Osam HaAdam. It doesn't say Kohanim Levim Yisraelim. It says HaAdam. That implies all of humanity, says Tosos. So what's going on? So Tosos says, V'yitachon lefisfarim degarsi yasa. First he said he plays with the girsa. It depends, maybe that it's a machlokas tanaim. But then he quotes Rabbeinu Tam Mefarish, T'yesh chilek bein Adam leHaAdam. Dov di chavim mechlal HaAdam ninu. Odi chavim are never called Adam, but they are called ha adam. So an interesting chiluk. And then he quotes Rabbeinu Meshulam Ayomer, digabe piranus dafka kamar atem kriyin adam. It's only by piranus we say that the Jewish people are called adam, but not non-Jews. The larot lichtov Yisrael behed yagabe piranus. Because when we're talking about something negative, like dying, it's too negative to write beferish Yisrael. But when we're talking about something positive, if it meant Jews, Hashem would have written in the Torah Yisrael. Why did he write Adam, the more generic term, when it's talking about something positive? It must be that it's referring to even non-Jews. When we're talking about being Osik Petorah, Hashem will use the term Adam if he wants to describe non-Jews as well, because if it was being Osik Petorah, he could have just used Yisrael to describe Jews. When we're talking about dying, he didn't want to talk about Yisrael dying. So he used the terminology, even though he meant Yisrael, he used the terminology that could have been understood to mean of the Chavim as well, but we darshan that no, Atem Kriyin Adam. This was the famous story with Rav Maza in Rav Meza, is the current pronunciation in Russia, where the Jewish people were accused of the whole Torah being racist and being. Someone told me last night, someone came up to me at a parent teacher conference and said that he searched on the issue of Losichanim on the internet and found my article on donating blood, and he found it on a website of a white supremacist who says that the Jewish people are racist, and because of the whole issue of Los Echanim. So Baruch Hashem, I achieved a certain. Anyway, so this Rav Mazav was accused that the whole Torah was racist, and one of the rayas is Atem Kriyin Adam, Vein of the Chavim Kriyin Adam. What, only the Jewish people are called Adam? Of the Chavim are not called Adam? They're subhuman. Of the Chavim are subhuman. And his response was beautiful. He said, no, there are many ways to say people. Ishm is a person also, and how do you say it in plural? Anashim. So, but Adam is the only one that doesn't have a plural. There's no way to say it in the plural. It's just Adam. There's no Adamim. There's no plural for Adam. He says that's what it means. Ovdei Chavim are not Kriyin Adam because when there are multiple Ovdei Chavim, there are multiple Ovdei Chavim. The Jewish people are a single unit no matter where they are. When a Jew struggles across the world, the Jews feel it everywhere. So that's Atem Kriyin Adam. That sense of unity that the Jewish people have with each other. That sense of concern that we have for each other, that's the Atem Kriyin Adam, Ein of the Chavim Kriyin Adam. Then the Gemara had said, granted, the Ovdei Chavim is not Metame, but he is Metame b'mago u'masa. So Tosov here writes, b'mago u'masa mimi atinu, afal gav d'chsiv kol asher yigal p'nei asada o be'atam adam, meaning when it describes Tumas Maga, it also uses the word Adam. So why are Mesei Ovdei Chavim Metame b'mago u'masa? So v'omeri, dein alach reb shim d'reb shim g'mil poligolik in amasach zolos, v'alach chumosu mishnasei. Tos points out that we don't pass on Reb Shimon anyway, and that even when it comes to Tumas Ohel, Kohanim have to be careful about Kivrei Ovdei Kochavim in general. We have a Gemara in Maseches Bava Metzia where Elio and Navi was being metame to graves, and they said, but aren't you a Kohen? And he said, no, it's just Tumas Ohel. Ovdei Kochavim not metame, but Ohel, says Tosos. He was just giving a dichoy, but he doesn't really hold that way. Because really, Kibrei of the Chum are Metami Baal. Vikr Taimashay Somichal Rova Ronos, Shaybin Psech Tevach. The real reason Eliyahu Navi was there and wasn't worried about the Tumma was because most Aronos have an area of a Tevach between the top of the body and the top of the Aron that would stop the Tumma. So going over the Aron, he's not going to become Tame anyway. Vichaino Yeragu B'chal Makom Lidchos. And he says, and don't be surprised that Eliyahu Navi gave an answer that wasn't really the MS, because that was his practice. When people would ask him, he'd give the easiest answer to explain. Now, but it wasn't always the correct answer. For example, when he buried Rabbi Akiva, and they said to him, aren't you a Kohen? How could you bury Rabbi Akiva? So he came up with this fascinating idea that Kivrei Tzadikim ain't a Metamim. That Tzadikim, when they're dead, they're not Metame. But that's not true. Of course Tzadikim are Metame. You can't go to a Kever of a Tzadik if you're a Kohen. No. The real reason that he buried him was he was a Meis Mitzvah. That's why he buried him. But he likes to give answers that aren't really. So Tos is saying a double Kiddush. First of all, he's saying that when we say Kivrei Tzadikim are not Metame, he says that's not true. That's not a Halacha. That's just a Dichoy. But then he says an even greater Rav Chiddush that when we say that Kibri of the Chavim are not Metame, that's also just a Dichui. We don't bask in that Kibri of the Chavim are not Metame Ba'ol. We hold that they are Metame Ba'ol. That's how Tosla says. Now, how do we pask in La Halacha? We can imagine not all the Rishonim say that way. The Gemara seems, it's a pretty famous drasha. Atem Kriyim Adam, Ein of the Chavim Kriyim Adam. So this is Machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam in Ilchus Avil Perikimel Alach Gimel and Tumas Meis Perik Aleph Alach Yud Gimel Paskins Kivri of the Chavim are not Metame Ba'ol like Rav Shmuel Chai. And that's the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Meiri, Nemuke Yosef, Yireiv, many Rishonim, Ravya, many Rishonim hold Kivri of the Chavim are not Metame Ba'ol. However, this Tosvos says otherwise. Tosvim Ba'Metzia also. And the Rosh in Klal Lamed and Shuvas says in the name of Rabbeinu Meir that he objected to Kohanim going al Kivrei Hagoyim, and the Rosh says that even though most of the Rishonim assume that it's mutter, that they're not metame ba'ol, he says a machmir tavol of bracha. So you have a three-way machlokas Rishonim. You have those Rishonim that say it's heter gomer, those Rishonim that say that it's aser, and those Rishonim that say that it's a machmir tavol of bracha, that it's probably mutter, but it's kedai to be machmir on this issue. So the Torah quotes the machlokas Rambam and the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch says that we should be machmir, but the Ramah adds that even though yesh mekilim, nechol mahachmir. So the Ramah seems to go with that middle ground opinion. That probably sounds like Mikar Adin. It's Mutter, but it's Nechol Nahachmir. That's the question. How do you understand that Ramah of Nechol Nahachmir? What does that mean, Nechol Nahachmir? Does that mean Nechol Nahachmir, and therefore you should treat it like it's Aser, like it's Mamash Aser? Or does it mean, if there's any reason that you would need to be in a room with a dead body, so any reason is a good enough reason. Just don't do it for no reason at all. So I've, from different people that I've spoken to, I've gotten different approaches to this Ramah. Rav Shechter said, it means that you can't do it. Nachol Achmir, you have to be Machmir. Absolutely can't do it. I asked Rav David Cohen once about someone, Cohen was wanted to go to a wake of a co-worker, lost a relative or whatever, and the body was going to be in the room, and he wanted to know. So he said he has a relationship with the co-worker. Okay, Nachol Nahachmir, L'chachila, but that's not a L'chachila situation. So he's allowed to go, that it's not a problem for him to go. So he obviously understood the Nachol Nahachmir is that really it's mutter. So it's like, okay, so different approaches that Poskim have in terms of the Nachol Nahachmir on that issue. Okay, next Mishnah. Kohen Gadol Shemes Achiv Cholitz V'lo Miyavim. I skipped a Mishnah. Iris Salmana. Iris, the Daf would go a lot quicker. Iris Salmana V'nesman Elios Kohen Gadol. If a guy is Ma'aris an Almana, Kohen has Erisin with an Almana, and then he's appointed to become the Kohen Gadol after the Erisin. Yichnos. So he could do Nisuin. He's allowed to finish it off. Umaysa B'Yeshua Ben Gamla Shekidish Marta Bas Baitos. There was a story of the Yeshua Ben Gamla who's Mekadish Marta Bas Baitos. Umano Amelech Lios Kohen Gadol. And the Kohen Gadol and the king appointed him to be Kohen Gadol, the Kinsa, and still went through with the Nisuin. Shomeris Yavam Shnafel Fnei Kohen Hedyot Ben Nisman Elios Kohen Gadol. What if you have a Shomeris Yavam whose husband died, and now the husband's brother is a regular Kohen, but while she's still awaiting the Yibum, the brother now becomes the Kohen Gadol. Avul Pishasa B'Maimer, even if that brother already did Maimer on her, so he made a move to show that he wants to marry her, Hareza Leichnos, he's not allowed to do the Yibum, because she's an Almana, and now he's a Kohen Gadol, so that's doing the Yibum is considered like he's marrying the Almana. It's not the same as when if he already had Kiddushin from beforehand. Having a Zika for Yibum is not the same as having had Kiddushin. Tan Rabbanim, Minayin Shemiris Es Almana, V'Nesma Leos Kohen Gadol Sheichnos. From where do we know that if a guy is Ma'aris, a Kohen Hedyot is Ma'aris and Almana, and then he becomes a Kohen Gadol, that he's allowed to marry her, Tamalomar, that he's allowed to do Nisuin, Tamalomar Yikach Isha, Ihach Yishomeris Yavam Nami. So why don't we say the same thing by Yishomeris Yavam? Let him finish it off, let him do the Yibum, Isha Velo Yavama. No, it's only Isha Ben Adi Yavama. Maisav Yishu Ben Gamla, the Mishnah said that Yishu Ben Gamla was Mekadish, Marta Bas Baitus, and then the Melech made him the Kohen Gadol, Mano in Nisman Alo. Sounds like the king appointed him, but otherwise he would not have been appointed. Meaning the other Kohanim didn't appoint him. They didn't elect him from within. He was just appointed by the Melech to be the Kohen Gadol. Amar Rav Yosef, Katir Kach Chazina Hacha. Yeah, the Mishnah is alluding to the corruption of the office of Kohuna Gedola during the times of Bayasheni. To Amravasi, Tarkava de Dinri, Ailu Le Marta Basbaitus, Le Yanai Malka. Marta Basbaitus gave a whole load of money to Yanai Hamelech, Admuk Le Yushubin Gamla, Bekani Rav Ravi, until they appointed Yushubin Gamla to be the Kohen Gadol. So it was a bribe. That's how he became the Kohen Gadol. The impression you get from here is that Yushubin Gamla was utterly undeserving of becoming the Kohen Gadol. Where else in Shas we have Yushubin Gamla? Yushubin Gamla appears in Maseches Baba Basra. In Maseches Baba Basra, the Gemara tells us that Zachar also ish letov shel malehu nishtakach Torah miYisrael. There was a very great tzaddik that if not for him, the Torah would have been forgotten from Klal Yisrael. The Yushubin Gamla Shemo, and his name was Rabbi Yushubin Gamla because he's the one that came up with the idea of having yeshivas. And instead of every father teaching his child Torah, and those fathers who were able to do it were able to do it, and those that weren't, their kids became amiratzim, or those children who never lost their fathers never got to learn anything. So he thought that system was not a great system. So he came up with the idea that in b'chol yirvir, b'chol pelech u'pelech, they're going to be mashivin melamdei tinokos. That in every city, you're going to have everyone's going to have an opportunity. And that's why throughout the generations, we've had so many great Torah leaders and great talmidei chacham whose fathers were amiratzim, whose fathers didn't know anything, never could have taught their kids that way. And it's all because of Yushubin Gamla. So which is it? Is Yushubin Gamla a deserving person, or is he not a deserving person? Tais Shanu says over here, Ein ze Yushubin Gamla shayba basra shetikin kama takonos she'osu tzadik haya elacharu ze. There must be two Yushubin Gamlas. This must be another Yushubin Gamla, because it can't be the same guy. We never would have said that guy is not roy to be the Kohen Gadol. He saved all of Torah learning in Klal Yisrael. But several other Rishonim say, no, it is the same Yushubin Gamla. Just because he did and made a major contribution to Torah learning throughout Jewish history, the most major contribution to Torah learning throughout Jewish history, doesn't mean he makes for a great Kohen Gadol. There are a lot of different qualities that people have that would make them great at different things. So the Kuna Gedola doesn't mean that he's a great teacher. Those are different qualities. Tosfos writes in Maseches Baba Basra, same guy. The Gemara says Zachar Latov. But nevertheless, there's someone who's more qualified to be the Kohen Gadol. So that's why he took a bribe to make him the Kohen Gadol. The Ritva says that he was a Rasha, that it's the same guy, and he was a Rasha when he became the Kohen Gadol, but the office of Kuna Gadol inspired him, and he actually he stepped up to the plate, and he became a chassid. But from having that experience of being Kohen Gadol, sometimes you see that. You put a person in a certain position where you give him a certain responsibility, and he steps up, and he says, you know, that if this is the trust that they're putting in me, so I'm going to become better. And he became a tzaddik from the office of Kuna Gadol. So those are the three basic approaches that the Rishonim have to what happened with the Rabbi Shimon Gamla. Next Mishnah, now we're really up to it. Kohen Gadol Shemesa Achiv, if Kohen Gadol's brother dies, Cholitz V'lo Miyavim. The Kohen Gadol does Chalitza, and he does not do Yibum. Kohen Gadol should not do Yibum, like we learned in the previous Mishnah, the Kohen Gadol can't do Yibum. Kapasuk V'tani Lo Shem and Erisim Lo Shem and Nisun. Sounds like even if the brother dies after Erisin, when there was no Nisuin, Bishlam mina Nisuin, I understand if there was Nisuin, Aseh v'los Asehu, then it's a violation of both an Aseh and a los Aseh, because she's not a Besula, and he has a mitzvah Aseh to marry a Besula, and she's an Almana, and he has a los Aseh, he's not allowed to marry an Almana. So the mitzvah Aseh of Yibum is not going to be Docha, the los Aseh of Almana L'Kohen Gadol, and the Aseh of Besula L'Kohen Gadol. El min Erisin, Yavo Aseh v'yidchas los Aseh, but if the brother only died after Erisin, why don't we say that the mitzvah saseh should be docha the los saseh? The mitzvah saseh of Yibum should be docha the iser of almana the kohen gadol. And so Gemara gzera be a rishona to be a shnia, because that would only help for be a rishona, but not for the be a shnia. So we make a gzera the be a rishona to the be a shnia. Next Mishnah, Kohen Hedyot lo yisa eilinis. A Kohen Hedyot should not marry an eilinis. Elim kein yesh lo yisho banim, unless he already has children. Meaning, the woman's not going to be able to have any children. So if he already has children and he's just getting married so that he could have a wife, so fine, the eilinis could be a wife. But if he doesn't have any children, he has a mitzvah puravu. So the Kohen should not marry an eilinis. Rabbi Yehuda omer alf pi sheyesh lo yisho banim lo yisa eilinis. Shizon amur b'torah. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Even if he has children, he should not marry an eilinis, because the eilinis this is a zona, and a zona is asura to a kohen. The chamom main zona eligioros mushucharos v'shenivul abilasnos. The chamom say no, an islandess isn't a zona. A zona means someone who's a gioros, so she was a hefker before, a mushucharos who was made hefker, or a woman who goes around and having biasnos. That's a zona, but a zona is not an islandess. What did the islandess do wrong? Why would we call her a zona? Amle reshkalus l'ravuna my taima. Why is it that the Tanakama holds that a kohen hediot is not allowed to marry an islandess? if he doesn't have children. Mishum Puriya Verivya. It's because of Puruvu, meaning the Tanakhama held that if he has children, then he's allowed to marry the Adonis. So why is it that he's not, that if he doesn't have children, he's not allowed to? Because of Puruvu. Well, a Puriya Verivya Kohanim with the Mifkadi, Yisrael Mifkadi. Why would that only be then in a Kohen then, that a Kohen's not allowed to marry an Adonis? No one should be allowed to marry an Adonis if they don't have children. All Jews are Mitzuvah and Puruvu. Amar Leim Mishum the Kabbalah Mitzvah Sefer Rabbi Dov Amar Afal Pi Sheyeshlo Yishav Yeshlo Banim Afal Pi Sheyeshlo Yishav Yeshlo Banim Lo Yisa Elanis She Zona Amur Betora Da Azona Kadam Udem Mifkadi Yisol Lamifkadi. Now in a chinami, that first line that that if a person doesn't have children they shouldn't marry an Elanis, that's not only about a Kohen, that's about everybody. But the next line where Rabbi Yehuda says that a Kohen shouldn't marry an Elanis even if he has children because she has the definition of a Zona, that's Dafka by a Kohen. A Yisrael, certainly Rabbi Yehuda would say, is allowed to marry an islandess if he has children already, because Yisrael has no mitzvah not to marry a zona. Mishum nuhachi katani kohen. That's why he mentions kohen even at the very beginning of the Mishnah. Amar Rav Huna, my time is Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that a an islandess is a zona? Tichsev achlu v'liyispu hezanu v'lo yifrotzu, which we darshan kol bia shein bapirza ein el bilas nus. Any bia that does not have the possibility of creating children is considered a bias nus, and with an islandess, every bia, you'll never be able to have children. Tosa says, yeah, bias katana also, you're not going to be able to have children. So why can a kohen marry a katana? So he says, no, that's not called shein bapirza, because ultimately, l'chshenis gadol, she will be able to have children, but an islandess is a permanent condition. So a kohen is not allowed to marry, not that she's already a zona, but every bia he has with her is a bias nus, because she's unable to have children. So it's not that she's done anything wrong, but she will be a zona if she's married to a kohen. Rav Lazar Amar Kohen Lo Yisa a Katana. Rav Lazar also Kohen is not allowed to marry a Katana. Amar Le Rav Chista Le Rabba Poka Yenba Til Orta Bayla Rav Huna Minach. Go look into this issue. Why is it that he would hold the Kohen is not allowed to marry a Katana? Because you're going to be asked about this halacha, so you got to be prepared to answer about this halacha. Why would it be that a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Katana? Nafak Ayinba. So he went out and he researched the issue, and the following five answers came up as to why it is that a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Katana. Number one, he says, Rav Lazar Savlak Rav Meir v'Savlak Rav Yehuda. Maybe he assumes like Rav Meir and like Rav Yehuda. Savlak Rav Meir d'chayish l'miyuta. He also like Rav Meir is always choshish l'miyuta. Who, let's say, if you have a katana, he's always going to be choshish. Maybe this girl, even though she's a katana, maybe she's never going to mature. Maybe she'll be an islandess. And v'Savlak Rav Yehuda d'amar islandess zonahi. And we're assuming like Rav Yehuda that an islandess is a zona. So why is a kohen not allowed to marry a katana? Because we're choshish. Every katana might be an islandess. And you hold that he's not allowed to marry an islandess. Ukrab Meir mi savala, but wait a second. Does he really hold like Rav Meir that we're choshish to miyuta? Vatanya, we have a brisa katan, a katana lo choltan lo meyavmin of Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds you can't do chalitz or yibum with a katan or a katana, because you always have to be choshish that maybe she's an islandess, maybe he's a sris. Amrlo le Rav Meir, yafa marta shein choltan, ish ksiv beparsha, umakshin nisha le ish. I understand that you say you can't do chalitza, because it says ish in the parsha. El maitaima in miyavmin, but why can't you do yibum? Amrlo katan shem. The reason a katan can't do yibum is because he may never physically mature. The reason a katana can't do yibum is she may never physically mature. So it turns out that there's no mitzvahs yibum. If he's a sris or she's an islandess, there's no mitzvahs yibum, because you can't be make him shame achiv. You can't have children from that. And then it just turns out that it's a guy sleeping with his brother's wife, which is erva. So that's why he can't do it. V'tanya katana misyavemes ve'inu cholatis divrei Lazar. But Rav Lazar holds a katana can do yibum. So you see that Rav Lazar does not hold like Rav Meir, that he's choshish l'miyuta, that he's worried about every girl, that maybe she's really an islandess. So how can you say that Rabbi Elazar is assuming like Rabbi Meir? Answer Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda mi savrla. And also the other half of it, where we're saying that Rabbi Elazar must hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that an islandess has the din of a zona. Does Rabbi Elazar really hold that? Vatani, we have a brisa that defines zona for us. Zona kishma, div Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, you know what a zona means? What people call a zona. That's what a zona is. A zona is a zona kishma. Rabbi Akiva omer zona zumufkeres. Rabbi Akiva says, a zona means someone who's mufkeres, even a single girl, that she's mafker herself to everyone, that's called a zona. That's a question the Rishonim discuss. How many times? How many times does she have to have bia for us to, with other people, for us to call her a zona? So some of the Rishonim suggest twice, as long as she did it twice. I think the Taz writes like that in Shulchan Aruch, Nevin Ezer, that if she, as long as she had bia twice, she's already going to be called a zona, which is difficult to understand where he gets that number from. But that's what other chronim, the Tshuvas Chaim D'Shlomo, says. No way, can't be. There is no number. It's just a woman who's mufkeres l'kol. That's just her attitude. It's not a number. There's no number. Rabbi Masi ben Cheresh Omer Afilu Halach Bal Lashkosa Bal Abederach Hasah Zona. Even if the husband was going to be mashker the Meisota, and on the way to be mashker the Meisota, he was boel her. That itself makes her a zona. Rabbi Domer Zona Zu Islandis, and Rabbi Yehuda says a zona is an islandis. V'chamrom Main Zona Elo Giorus. And the Chum say a zona is only a girl who was previously hefker and had a bias nus because she's a giores or she's a mishuchares. And Rabbi Eliezer Omer, in disagreement with Rabbi Yehuda, and that's the point over here, that panoya bala panuya shol shemishus asa a zona. That any time a panoya bala panuya to a single guy and a single girl shalol shemishus, that makes her a zona. That's the definition of a zona in this context. So bottom line is, what was the first approach? Why is it that Rabbi Eliezer holds that a coin is not allowed to marry a ketana? So our first approach was because he must assume, like Rabbi Meir, that we're choshish lemiuta, and like Rabbi Yehuda, that an island is as a din zona. Well, we just proved that both of those are incorrect. He doesn't know like Rabbi Meir, and he doesn't know like Rabbi Yehuda. So says Gemara Elam Rav Ad Barava, second approach. Hacha b'choin gadol askinan. When we say that a coin is not allowed to marry a ketana, it doesn't mean a coin. It means a coin gadol is not allowed to marry a ketana. Leimas kani lelchi gadol, because when he does kiddush on the katana, it doesn't work yet. He's not really married to her yet. He's only going to be koner when she's already a gadola, but by then he's already slept with her. So bu'ulihi, so by then she's already bu'ula. Amar Rava, michle levi, I dekachi avua me'ahi shaita hu dekanila. Who says that he wasn't koner her when she's a katana? If her father gave her over for kiddushin, he was koner her already as a katana. V'idekitcha nafsha, ha-Rabbi Lazar, v'lo Rabbanan. And if she gave herself over for kiddushin, what, only Rabbi Lazar holds he's not koner her? The Rabbanan should agree also then that she becomes a bu'ula and he's not yakona her and it would be aser. So why would that be only the sheet of Reb Lazar? So that can't be the explanation of Reb Lazar either. So rather the Gemara says a third explanation. Elam Rabbi Liolam B'Koin Hedyot. We're talking about a regular coin, not a coin gadol. V'chashin and Shemet Espata Olav. And we're afraid that she's going to be Nespata and that she'll be seduced. Well, then you have the same concern by Yisrael. If you're afraid she's such a young girl, someone else will seduce her and she'll go cheat on her husband, you have that same concern for Yisrael. When a young girl is seduced, that has a din of onus. The Torah recognizes the concept called statutory rape. If you have a young girl who's seduced, that's called rape. That's called onus. So when she's married to Yisrael, if she's someone is mefata to her, she could still stay married to her husband. But if she's married to a kohen, if someone's mefater has a din of an onus, she cannot stay married to her kohen husband. So that's why a kohen's not allowed to marry a katana. Fourth explanation: Rav Papa Amar b'kohen gadol. No, we are talking about a kohen gadol, not a kohen hediot. V'hai tana, and we're assuming like the following tana: D'tanya besula yachol katana. It says besula. You might think only a katana. Tamalomer isha. I isha yachol bogeres. If it only said isha, you would think a bogeres he should marry. Tamalomer besula. That's why it says besula. Ha ketzad? Who's a kohen gadol allowed to marry? Yatsim achal. Kohen Gadol is only allowed to marry a girl who's no longer a katana, but is also not a bogeres, meaning he's got to marry a girl who's a nara, who's in that window of time. So it's from psukim that we darshin that he's not allowed to marry a katana. It's not because of any svaras. And then a fifth explanation, which is also from Sukkim, Rav Nachman Yitzchok Amar Haytanahu D'Tanya Besula In Besula El Nara. The word Besula in general, when it says a Kohen Gadol has to marry a Besula, it means a Nara. It doesn't mean a Ketana. Besula by definition normally means a Nara. V'chenu Amar V'Nara Tovas Mara Ma'od Besula. It says that the Nara was Tovas Mara Ma'od, and what was she? She was a Besula. So the same pasuk that describes her as a Nara describes her as a Besula. Tosfos has some trouble over here. Who are we talking about over here? This Nara, this Pesula. This is the story of Eliezer finding a wife for Yitzchak. So this is talking about Rivka. Rivka is being described over here as a Nara and a Pesula. Tosfos says, wait a second. Sounds like Rivka was a Nara already, that she was already 12 years old. But we know Rashi and Chumash and the Midrashim tell us Rivka was 3 when she married Yitzchak. What's going on? So Tosfos says, Sarach Lomer de Midrashos Chalukim Zelza. Ramban al Torah, some others suggested Yeshuvim, although ultimately he comes back to what Tosfos says also. He says, you have to say that there are Chalukim Midrashim as to how old Rivka was at the time that she married Yitzchak. Rabbi Lazar, going back to the Zona issue, Rav Lazar holds when a panuya bala panuya, a single guy and a single girl have bia, that makes her a Zona. Amar Rav Arman ein alach Rav Lazar. Rav Arman says alach is not like Rav Lazar. One more interesting point over here, panuya bala panuya, Tosfos points out, la dafka naka panui. Well, who cares whether the guy's married or not? A guy is allowed to marry more than one wife. So why is it that we say panuya bala panuya makes her a Zona? You should say anyone. Anyone who's bala panuya, the girl becomes a Zona. So it says Tosfos, la dafka that it's panuya. Certainly, if a guy is married and he sleeps with a single girl, that also would make her a zona. Kal v'chomer that makes her a zona. So the Achronim are troubled. What's the kal v'chomer? Why is that kal v'chomer that it makes her a zona? So the Rav Zilberstein quotes in Chashuke Chemet. He quotes from the Kleisenberger, I think, that if a guy is a single guy sleeping with a single girl, it could be that he was mefata her. He has a yetzer hara, so he seduced her and he tried to convince her because he has a yetzer hara and he has to satisfy his yetzer hara. A married guy sleeping with a single girl, he already has pas pasalo. He has an outlet for his yetzer hara. So what's he doing sleeping with a single girl? So there's a greater likelihood that wasn't mefater. He didn't try that hard to be mefater, that she was seducing him. So that's the kal v'chomer. If a single girl sleeps with a single guy, that still labels her a zona. So if she sleeps with a married guy, for sure that should label her a zona, because she probably had to do more she probably was more of a willing participant in the relationship. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll start the discussion of Puruvu. Thank you.